God, look at this. It's amazing. Considering the travels I've done around this great land of ours, I mean, here I am, smack dab in the middle where it's all happening. Times Square, 47th and Broadway. It seems hard to believe at one time I lived in the Belgian Congo. It seems hard to believe that as I surround myself with all the sophistication around here, that at one time I was living in a dangerous land. But it was broadening for the experience, because I learned the forgotten side of Tarzan. I learned that in the lean years before Jane arrived, Tarzan had a hell of a time. Think about it, he was king of the jungle, but yet there was nobody. He'd sit hours at a time up in his thatched hut. But that got old after a while. I mean, it got real old. Tarzan was desperate. But one day he found an abandoned X-rated magazine, saw some of those pictures, and decided he had to teach Cheetah how to snarl. He had to teach Cheetah how to really, work that puppet. And so, Tarzan, who could communicate with the animals, said, "Cheetah, you must snarl." Cheetah titted back. "Look, you practice with banana. Practice with banana." Tarzan had an old sack of bananas and he laid them down and he threw that magazine down. He said, "Cheetah, snarl." Cheetah was like, "Cheetah, snarl." Well, after a couple of hours of rudimentary training, Tarzan, so ten-hut with anticipation, he can't stand it. He said, "Are you ready, Cheetah?" Cheetah was cackling. "Cheetah, ready." Tarzan lay down in that hut, loincloth off into the wind, head lolling on a coconut. But all of a sudden, Tarzan felt this searing pain. So searing, as a matter of fact, that he nearly passed out. Finally, vomiting, convulsing, he did pass out. The next thing you know, he's coming to in a jungle hospital. Thatched roof and a slow-spinning fan. And there, waiting for him to regain consciousness, is Cheetah. Tarzan looks down. He's got this big wad of gauze patch in his groin area. He said, "Cheetah, for God's sakes, what happened? Didn't you puff like a banana?" And Cheetah cackles and said, "Well, I tried, but I just had the damnedest time peeling that thing."
Oh, no!